Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. This is James Barber coming to you on the Star Power Hour on VoiceAmerica.com, brought to you by ForTalent.com, your arts and entertainment social network. So welcome back. Last week we had on my buddy Kevin McGuire, who's doing Donnybrook with me at the Irish Repertory Theater. Sold out shows. I got to tell you, we're having such a blast. This cast it's incredible. We talked about it last week. Just from top to bottom, not only incredible performers, but just incredible people as well. And I would encourage you to try to, if you can, I don't even know if you can, try to get a ticket. I am actually leaving the show on Sunday, March 31st. The show is going to extend, but myself, Kevin McGuire, and another actor named Patrick Cummings are leaving the show. I have to go to California, have some concerts, and then I'm going to direct A Tale of Two Cities in South Korea, in Seoul. So I had to, even though I extended and I wanted to extend and do the rest of the run, I had prior commitments that prohibited me from doing so. So I would encourage you to journey in to see it. Jenny Powers is going to be there, and some wonderful casts, replacements are going to come in as well. But go and do that. I'm excited to go and do A Tale of Two Cities in South Korea. You know, I've done the show for so long, you know, from the initial inceptions all those years ago to the out-of-town tryout at the Oslo to the Broadway production. I know it like the back of my hand, and I'm really grateful for this opportunity to go over and direct it. It is an all-Korean cast. You know, I went over, those of you guys who follow me, I went over last year. They did A Tale of Two Cities previously, and it's a great theater world over there. They do massive amounts of high level musicals all the time. You know, first run Broadway shows over there with Korean casts. They also do them with English speaking casts as well. But their Korean talent pool is pretty fantastic. So Brandy Burkhardt and I, Brandy of course was my leading lady in A Tale of Two Cities, went over to Korea to do some concerts for the opening of A Tale of Two Cities over there. And I loved it. And I'm grateful to be going back to direct this production of it. There, let's see, what is it? Almost a year ago, I guess, or 6-8 months ago. And then I'm going to come back. I got a couple of concerts in June and July, including one with the California Philharmonic. I'll be at Disney Hall. I think it's July. And then off to the Caribbean for a couple more. And then, of course, I've got Anna Nicole the Opera. You know, I've seen some clips. They did it in London, and now they're bringing it over to the United States under New York City Opera at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I am looking forward to this one. I have no idea what to expect. It's going to be crazy, I think, in a fun way. There's a lot of Broadway people in it. There's a lot of opera people in it. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a load of fun. And so what are we going to do this week? Well, I decided, I have so many people sort of waiting in line to come on the show and all these other great things. But, you know, again, folks, we pre-record this on Monday just because the schedule my schedule is just crazy. And my normal pre-record time, I'm going to be in the booth with Frank Wildhorn because we're actually going to be recording the concept album of Excalibur, which is going to be a lot of fun. So I'm pre-recording this on my own this week just because of scheduling. I'm going to do something kind of fun because, you know, as a performer myself and as an audience member myself and as a a musician per se in terms of loving to listen to music. I'm going to play some songs that I like from different genres of the musical theater market. You know, one of the shows that I had the great pleasure to do was written by Dennis DeYoung of the rock band Styx. Those of you guys who remember Styx, Dennis was the lead singer, keyboard player, and basically wrote a lot of the songs. Well, I met Dennis a while back because he had written a musical based on The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And here I am, you know, growing up having listened to Styx, you know, and that was my genre of music along with many, many other genres of music. But his voice, you know, being one of the ones that stood out for me, here I am walking in this room and there's Dennis DeYoung. You know, I talk about this before. He's like, you know, here I get the, you know, to work with these people who I've gone, you got to be kidding me. I'm working with this guy. And I got the show and we ended up doing it in Tennessee at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. And folks, I fell in love with the music. And, you know, one of the songs, Who Will Love This Child, is on my CD. It's on Bring Me Giants. And is my mom's favorite song from that show when she was around. And so I'm going to play a tune from that show. The cast was incredible. Quasimodo was played by Mike Eldred. And for those of you who don't know Mike Eldred, go to iTunes and look him up. Incredible tenor voice. He was in Civil War on Broadway and has done a few other shows. Unbelievable voice, unbelievable guy. And he sang Quasimodo. And some of you who have heard my concerts or come to my concerts have heard a few of these songs. And this is one of them. This is Esmeralda. Which is a Quasimodo song from The Hunchback of Notre Dame when he basically takes Esmeralda into Notre Dame for her safety and she falls asleep. And Quasimodo is basically sitting there watching her sleep and he has fallen in love with her and he sings this song. So folks, welcome to the world of Mike Eldred. This is Mike Eldred from his album Me singing Esmeralda. Take a listen.
I cross my heart and hope to die. If any words untrue, how could I lie and still be worthy of you? I will be there for you always, to stand by your side. Every star up in the sky's gone away. Out of the darkness you'll find
Well, I got to tell you, I love that man's voice. And every time he would hit that, you know, the point, you're never alone, that part. Oh, when he sang that live, I was in the pit of the theater about to make an entrance. And I was so blown away. I was transported when I heard him sing that. And it was awe-inspiring for me. Because he hit it every night, just that same powerful voice every night. You know, you can find that album on iTunes. It's Mike Eldred, Me, M-E, Mike Eldred, M-E, get it? And, you know, he's got a whole host of other songs on that CD as well. It's called Mike Eldred, Me, and he's got Something's Come, and he's got Maria from West Side Story. He's got Ave Maria, which is, you know, the traditional Ave Maria, but we also did it in Hunchback of Notre Dame. Dennis wrote a version of that for the show, and it's on Mike's album. It's Dennis and Mike singing that. There's Esmeralda, there's a Rodgers and Hammerstein medley, there's Sarah from Civil War, Virginia from the Civil War. It goes on and on and on. Bring Him Home from Les Mis. You know, he's got a lot of other albums on there as well. Go listen, go pick some songs and hear some great music. I may play another tune toward the end of the show of his, just because he's a good buddy. He doesn't even know I'm playing his music. Look at that. All right, so folks, when we come back after our break, I'm going to play you a song that I actually sang at Disney Hall, what was it, 2 years ago, I guess. You know, so often, I'm a lyric baritone. I sing pretty high for a baritone, and I have some low notes as well. But oftentimes people are like, can you sing this? And I'm like, that's really high. And can you sing it anyway? So I'm going to play for you a song that I sang at Disney Hall as part of the Cal Phil evening. And it's going to have the late, great Carl Anderson on it, who also sang Sarah in the Civil War concept album. I think one of the greatest voices ever to come out of a body ever. In Carl Anderson. So stay tuned here, folks. We will be right back with more Star Power Hour on VoiceAmerica.com. This is James Barber coming to you on the Empowerment Channel. We will be right back.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
How do you feel about the future? Tune in each week for Visionary Leader Extraordinary Life with host Kate Ebner. You can be a great leader by learning from the inspiring stories of amazing visionaries who are shaping our future. Everyone deserves to create their own vision, and Kate and her guests will share the tools that you need to make it happen. Make a weekly visit to the Voice America Business Channel for Visionary Leader Extraordinary Life every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Be inspired. Become inspiring.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
My mind is clearer now. At last, all too well, I can see where we all soon will be. If you strip away
the myth from the man, you will see where we all soon will be. Jesus, you've started to believe the things they say of you. You really do believe this talk of God is true. And all the good you've done will soon get swept away. You've begun to matter more than the things you say. Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see. All I ask is that you listen to me. And remember, I've been your right-hand man all along. You have set them all on fire. They think they found the new Messiah. And they'll hurt you when they find they're wrong. I remember when this whole thing began. No talk of God, then we called you a man. And believe me, my admiration for you hasn't died. But every word you say today gets twisted round some other way. And they'll hurt you if they think you've lied. Nazareth, your famous son, should have stayed a great unknown. Like his father carving wood, he'd have made good. Tables, chairs, and oaken chests would have suited Jesus best. He'd have caused nobody harm, no one alarm. Listen, Jesus, do you care for your race? Don't you see we must keep in our place? We are occupied. Have you forgotten how put down we are? I am frightened by the crowd, for we are getting much too loud. And they'll crush us if we go too far. If we go too far. Listen, Jesus, to the warning I give. Please remember that I want us to live. But it's sad to see our chances weakening with every year. Your followers are blind. Too much heaven on their minds. It was beautiful, but now it's sour. Yes, it's sour.
So I sang that at the California Philharmonic at Disney Hall. Yes, I did. I tried to. Unbelievable voice. Does he not, or did he not? Rest him. That was Carl Anderson singing Heaven on Their Minds, and that was from Jesus Christ Superstar, but it was from the film soundtrack, not the Broadway soundtrack. But I chose Carl because I don't know, I think he was absolutely incredible. And you know what I love about that piece is that it's rock and roll, you know? I mean, it's sort of pushed a new sway into the musical theater. Andrew Lloyd Webber did with that piece. I just love it. I always have. I just love that it sort of transcends, you know, the old tradition. It's a lot of fun singing, you know, as an artist or as an actor, as a singer, as a performer. You know, I like to push the boundaries of what people think you can do or think you cannot do. You know, I joke that I'm, you know, referred to as the dark brooding guy. You know, I always play these dark brooding characters, but, you know, one of the my favorite things to do is Urinetown. I mean, people forget that I've done Urinetown, and I love just having fun. And, you know, that's what we're doing with Donnybrook. I mean, this cast, it's, you know, it's comedy, it's musical comedy, but, you know, the cast is just incredible, and we're having so much fun backstage. But the idea of stretching yourself, of going beyond what you're told that you can do or what people think that you can do, you know, you guys should know me by now, a lot of you, you know, I always go beyond. You know, I'm not one to sit and somebody says, okay, you can only do this. Well, you know what? I'm going to stretch my boundaries, because only by stretching ourselves do we grow. You know, I was talking one time with somebody talking about feeling comfortable, just getting comfortable. Well, you know, you're comfortable, you're able to do something, but that comfortability, once you sit there, you know, I like being a little uncomfortable, trying new things. You know, you're driving down, you know, the road, and you're taking a path that you may not have taken. Well, go and do some adventuring. Well, as an artist, we can adventure. I can go and sing things that I might not normally sing, or sing things that are out of my range to try to figure out how to make them happen. And that's what I did with Heaven on Their Minds. We did a lot of stuff. I also sang Love Changes Everything from that, which, you know what? Let's play that. I'm going to play Love Changes Everything from Aspects of Love. Take a listen.
Love changes everything, hands and faces, earth and sky. Love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Love can make the summer fly, or a night seem like a lifetime. Yes, love changes everything. Now I tremble at your name. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Love changes everything. Days are longer, words mean more. Love changes everything. Pain is deeper than before. Love will turn your world around, and that world will last forever. Yes, love changes everything. Brings you glory, brings you shame. Nothing in the world will ever be the same.
Of course, was Michael Ball singing Love Changes Everything from Aspects of Love. That was from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Gold album. It wasn't from the from the concept, the concept album wasn't from the British recording. That was from, it's called Andrew Lloyd Webber Gold, the Definitive Hits Collection. That's the one I used to learn. Actually, I had both of them. I had Michael's version from London, and I had this as well. But anyway, it's great, great stuff. And you know, I love the tune. It sort of transcends what I'm, what I. It's a romantic ballad, you know, in many ways, but it also is a little uncomfortable for me, or it was when I started singing it, because it's not the traditional voice type that I would do. But you guys who haven't heard Aspects of Love's great music and Aspects of Love. There you go. It's two Andrew Lloyd Webber tunes in a row, Carl Anderson and Michael Ball. And, of course, we had Mike Eldred singing Esmeralda in the first segment. You know, we're going to come back in the second segment, excuse me, our third segment, and have more great music from our Broadway and musical theater community. And I encourage you to come back and listen, because we're going to play some great tunes. So stay tuned with me, guys, here on the Star Power Hour. This is James Barber coming to you on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel. We will be right back with more great music. Stay tuned.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
Now you can discover your true identity through connecting, healthy relationships. Make your contribution to the world that you live in. Tune into Love Yourself with host Dorothy Doctor, the self-love coach. Dorothy is a gifted listener as well as an empowerment expert. She can help you take those first steps toward moving forward in your life and the lives of others. Find your true, authentic self. Love Yourself with Dorothy Doctor is broadcast live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Star Power Hour. This is James Barber coming to you on VoiceAmerica.com, brought to you by 4Talent.com, your arts and entertainment social network. So, hey, guys, one of the things that we did a couple weeks ago was, you know, we had Jim Caruso on from Birdland, and my company has made a deal with Birdland to stream or bring you video content from Birdland. On VoiceAmerica.tv, on the 4Talent channel on VoiceAmerica.tv. It's different than .com. Obviously, it's .tv. It is a brand new internet television network. And so what we did was we recorded Miranda Sings. For those of you guys who know Miranda Sings, if you don't, Google her and go to YouTube and you'll see her. And we're going to be presenting one of her shows on VoiceAmerica.tv as a pay-per-view event. She's crazy ridiculous. So keep your eyes peeled for that, and I think you'll enjoy it, especially all of you musical theater fans out there. Just a reminder, guys, on Twitter, at the James Barber, we do a lot of Twitter feed. I put out some Twitter questions on what you want to hear, what content, what retrospectives, what you guys want to do. Because, look, without you, you know, there wouldn't be a radio show. Without you, there's no theater. Without you, you know, there's... Without audiences, then it's a moot point. You're just sort of talking to yourself. You know, not that I don't do that a lot. It's a question. What's the old joke when you start answering yourself? So follow me on Twitter, guys. Really important, at the James Barber, because we're going to be doing giveaways. We're going to be doing all of this stuff that I promise you that we're going to be doing, or I promised you we're going to be doing. We are going to continue that, especially as we roll into the VoiceAmerica.tv thing. We're going to be doing web series and all kinds of stuff. So for you, hey, you young artists out there, and even you old artists out there, who may have some content, if you have a web series that's been done or are working on one. That's the cool thing about For Talent, is it's about building relationships through the arts and entertainment field, connecting with a producer, if you're a screenwriter, connecting people up. If you're a composer, connecting with a lyricist. If you're a dancer, connecting with a studio. If you're a model, connecting with a photographer. If you're a designer, connecting with a model. That's what it is. And that's what we're going to try to bring to the For Talent channel. So, you know, we put up really high quality content, but there are a lot of you out there that I know have a lot of high quality content or are moving into that direction. So do not be hesitant to reach out to us. You know, we're the Star Power Hour, or starpowerhour@gmail.com, with your ideas, with your suggestions. If you have content that you think might be good enough to put up on the site, if you want to have it put up, let us know, and we'll take a look at it, and you know, we can put it up there if it fits the bill. Obviously, Voice America has the final say on everything. I'm going to play for you one of the greats. That's all I'm going to say. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you hear it. Take a listen.
Mademoiselles, you and me, pal. Second bottle, she looks for me. Bonnet flapping, yapping, roof, chicken, pastry. Yes, she looks for me. Good. Let her look for me to tell me why she left me, as I always knew she would. I had thought she understood. They have never understood, and no reason that they should. But if anybody could, finishing the hat, how you have to finish the hat, how you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat, mapping out a sky, what you feel like planning the sky, what you feel when voices that come through the window go until they distance and die, until there's nothing but sky. And how you're always turning back too late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light. How the kind of woman willing to wait's not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night. Dizzy from the height, coming from the hat, studying the hat, entering the world of the hat, reaching through the world of the hat like a window, back to this one from that, studying a face, stepping back to look at a face, leaves a little space in the way, like a window, but to see, it's the only way to see. Always standing by, mapping out the sky, finishing a hat, starting on a hat,
told you. Told you so. I bet 99% of you knew exactly what that was after you heard that first chord. Doom, doo-doo-doom. Or that first note. I did. It's an incredible piece. It's interesting when I ask my friends or anybody in the field, you know, what role do you want? I get asked that question all the time. What role do you always want to do? And I always say it's the one that is yet to be written. But there are some great pieces that I would, you know, that I would love to do. And I would dare to say a lot of my colleagues and coworkers and friends and people that I don't know would want to do as well. That's one of them. It's just, you know, what can I say? You know, what can I say? You guys get it. So obviously that was Mandy from Sunday in the Park with George, singing, Finishing the Hat, which is, you know, it's just great, you know, great piece. And, you know, Mandy, you know, he is so unique and was so unique in what he brought to the American theater. It again, you know, talk about people changing the bar. There you have Steve and you've got Bernadette Peters and Mandy, and they were that generation. I mean, changed the face of theater and still do. I mean, Steve certainly, you know, I mean, come on, I'm preaching to the choir. Many of you, I don't know, maybe some of you disagree, but, you know, there are certain iconic performances and iconic people who have changed the face of American theater, and those are three people that have certainly done that. You know, one of the songs that I love that you really don't hear anymore. It's Unexpected Song from Song and Dance. I actually sang it when Hershey Felder and I were doing a show called Back from Broadway that we wrote, and afterwards, you know, Hershey is very famous. His new piece on Lincoln just opened in Chicago, I believe, this past week, and I think they aired it live on the radio in Chicago. I should have him on. One of my best friends. I should have him on as a guest to talk about all the things he's doing. Incredibly busy man. Talk about, I'll get back to one thing in a second, but talk about someone who has created something and made it successful. You know, we talk so often with on my show about, you know, people sitting back and not knowing what to do. Here's a guy who created. He took nothing. He went from nothing. I mean, not nothing as an individual, but he took the blank page and created. And he's got five shows now, five one-man shows. I mean, how many people can say that? Anyway, we were doing this show in Florida and Back from Broadway, which there's a CD out on it, Broadway in Concert, Back from Broadway, and then we turned into a Broadway concert. And Hershey started doing these sing-alongs at the end of the show, which are incredibly successful. And we would just pick songs. And for some reason, we started picking Unexpected Song. And I shouldn't say we did it. I did it. He's like, what do you want to sing? I'm like, how about that? Because we had a book of, well, he's got amazing amounts of books of music sitting at the piano. And just pick it up because he can play anything from, you know, Mozart to Chopin to, you know, Bernstein to Sondheim to Billy Joel. I mean, we'd sing Billy Joel tunes. We'd just sit around and sing Billy Joel tunes. So I'm going to pull out Unexpected Song for the next segment and play it because you really don't hear it that much. I mean, maybe you do on the Broadway channels. I don't listen to them, believe it or not. Believe it or not, because why? Because I have two kids and I watch kid shows on television when I watch television and listen to Lori Berkner, who is, do you guys know Lori Berkner out there who are parents? She's a pretty incredible, she's a New York-based musician with a massive following. When kids see her on the street, they go crazy. It's like, you know, Elvis walking down the street. Well, that would be crazy if Elvis walked down the street. It'd be a little thin. You know what I mean? You know, or Tom Cruise walking down the street or Stephen Sondheim walking through the middle of Broadway with all of us musical theater people. Ah, it's Steve. Anyway, that's how the kids respond to Lori Berkner. Amazing kids musician, and she's got some great, great music. So we're going to come back. I'm going to do, it's turning into like an Andrew Lloyd Webber day here. But we're going to come back with Unexpected Song, Bernadette Peters singing Unexpected Song in just a couple seconds. So stay tuned. This is James Barber on the Star Power Hour. We will be right back with some more great music.
Yeah.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
I'm
And that, of course, was the amazing Bernadette Peters singing Unexpected Song from Song and Dance, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Don Black. I love it. I always had I had that little dark side of me, you know, the dark brooding guy who likes to dig into those characters that are multifaceted. I think it's interesting because when you look at great comedians, they can also do great drama. Some of them really can. I mean, Tom Hanks certainly, you know, like he started as a theater guy and did half hour comedy with Peter Scolari. And then became, you know, this iconic, you know, movie star, and now back on Broadway with Peter Scolari. And I had the great pleasure to work with Peter Scolari in The Foreigner up at Berkshire Theater Festival. And he's a brilliant performer in many ways, a great physical comedian. He's really highly intelligent. But you look at guys like that and you look at Tom Hanks and they're able to cross over. So the reason I brought that up is because there's always a little darkness in those great guys. You know, look, when you look at Anthony Hopkins, it's not all light and feathers. You know, he's got a little darkness, a little sadness in there. So when you have songs like Unexpected Song or, Heaven on Their Minds, or, you know, even those Love Changes Everything, you can find those multifaceted emotional waves. You know, it's not just one straight through. There's a wave that you can ride of emotional content, which the audience then goes on as well. Are we listening to it? We go on that journey, and I think that's what makes great music, you know. Also, like when Stephen Sondheim writes something, you're not sure what's going to happen next. It's that question of what is in life. We don't know what's going to be around the corner. Trust me, you know, we have no idea. You think your life is going in one direction and bam, you know, you're going down a different street. And that's what makes life's journey, interesting. You know, if we had all the answers, truly, I mean, if we had all the answers, what would life be like? It'd be like watching a football game and always knowing who would win. Watching, you know, anything, a competition, you know, you're going to play the lottery and you know you're always going to win. That'd be kind of great. Some guy in New Jersey won $330 million, or guy or woman, on the Powerball. What we could do with that? How many Broadway shows we can do with that? How many people we could help by paying their mortgages who don't have jobs right now? How about that? That'd be fun. I just loved Unexpected Song. How do you like, you know, I go off on these tangents. You know, I do. Why? Because I do. I'm an orator. That's what I am. I'm a speaker. I'm going to do the rest of the show like this. No, that would be horrible. I don't know if it'd be horrible. I'm just saying it would be horrible. So as I said, guys, you know, this is my, last week in Donnybrook at the Irish Repertory Theater. And I got to tell you, incredible place. I adore the people there. I adore the cast. I adore the staff. They do their big gala every year. Their big, we did Oliver last year, Melissa Errico and Brian Stokes Mitchell and I. And then prior to that, it was Jeremy Irons and Melissa and I reprising Camelot, which we had done at the Hollywood Bowl a few years before. I don't know what they're choosing now, but I would encourage you guys to go down there and support that theater. They're going to be doing some renovations, making the theater bigger. And they do some great stuff. Obviously they do musicals, but their dramas are top notch with some top people. And, I'm sad to be leaving my friends and my gang there. But as is this business, it's a transient business and it's a business of change. I'll be off to California again, doing some concerts and then heading out to be doing a concert in Palm Springs. I think Donna McKechnie's doing it. I think Peter Gallagher's doing it. It's a big benefit down in Palm Springs. If you guys can come down and see that, I think it's April 24th in Palm Springs. And then I'm off to South Korea. But Monday, which is my record day, I'm actually in the car. Why? Because I'm driving cross country, folks. I am driving cross country with the 70-pound golden retriever in the back of my car. Why? Because I don't fly her. I don't fly my dog. I don't, because she's down in the belly of that beast, and I don't want her to be down there. So I'm going to be doing the show from the road. I'm going to be stopping and doing the show from the road. So you never know where I'm going to be. I could be in Chilhowee, West Virginia. I could be in some Nashville. I could be in some Oklahoma. I might be in the middle of a twister. And you never know, I could meet Dorothy Gale, because there's some pretty crazy weather there. But I will do the radio show from the road, and we're going to have fun. So, guys, hey, listen, log on next week. I don't know where I'm going to be. You'll find out when I find out. Don't forget www.jamesbarber.com at the James Barber, the James Barber on Twitter. Thanks so much, guys. Go to the theater. There's some great stuff happening. Do not miss it. Thanks for listening. Log on, tune in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks again for tuning in this week. James Barber will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, the arts and entertainment social network on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now go check out our site, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.